I thought game two, go on myself, LB play well offensively. I just think that we just need two or three guys on the bench always to play well. I mean, if it's out playing their bench, it will take it. But if we're scoring 100 to 110 points, 50% from the field, I don't think that's a problem. So, you know, hopefully we can play even better and outplay their bench even more. But offensively, I think we're doing just what we need to.
Yeah, but their bench has been a bit of a surprise, yes. Hasn't it?
I wouldn't use the word surprise. I mean, their bench has outplayed us. I mean, their bench has played their best basketball, I think, of the playoffs. I think everyone could say that. And because of that, you see what they're capable. Now it's our job to limit that games three.
What's been the most frustrating part of the series for you guys so
far? I would say going the game plan where we're leaving our test and Odom open to try to beat us in the half. You know, I think early on we try to, hey, let's see if these guys can beat us. And they basically did. And not only did they beat us, but Kobe, Gasol, and everybody else still played well. And you can't have that.
And then you get contributions from guys like Jordan Farmer.
Right.
Are those the biggest surprises, the ones that you don't expect to hit you?
Yeah, definitely. Those are surprises. But I mean, when you look at the Lakers team, you know, from top to bottom, there's not one person that had a bad game. I mean, I couldn't think of Farmer, Shannon Brown. No one has played bad. And so now it's our job. Now come here. Hopefully the crowd and, you know, obviously different players play different on the road. Hopefully we can switch that.
I was going to ask you about just that thing, because there's often talk about how benches – can play better at home than they do at road. I don't know if you even think that's the case with you guys, or you think you've maintained consistency over the season?
Yeah, I think we've been real consistent. I mean, more so when a road team goes on a team goes on the road, certain players play different than they do at home, you know, and for those guys, I mean, our guys will be consistent, you know. Channing will play better, I mean, we know that, but will their guys play the same? Will Lamar, with our tests, with the Shannon Browns, Farmers, and we're hoping they don't. And we can't just hope. We have to go and be aggressive defensively and take them out of their game plan.
Is it just the familiarity?
Has shot the ball much better at home all year. I mean,
yeah.
Are you expecting to see him break out of this?
I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, I expect Channing to play well. I expect him to hit shots. I mean, Phil Jackson's doing a good job. Every time he's coming in, Lamar's coming in and trying to match up with him with a quickness. So, we got to get him going, you know, transition, easy buckets. You know, every time Lamar's came in, his first 4 to 6 points have been wide open layups. You know, offensive rebound, put back, and that gets him going. That's what we need to do for Channing.
Is it just a simple explanation when you're at home, it's familiarity and the energy of the crowd that maybe fuels it?
Yeah, I mean, the crowd fuels everybody. It gets in the opposing team's head in the sense of, you know what, should I shoot this shot? You know, maybe Farmer come down off a pick and roll when they're up five. And shooting is different when they're on the road, and now your teammates looking at you crazy. You know, it's a difference. I mean, it's different to the road and home. Trust me.
From an exit standpoint, is right, you guys need to do different defensively. I mean, they stopped 58.
Yes, yeah. I mean, a lot you got to do defensively, man. You got to play better one-on-one defense. Keep them out of the middle, force baseline. The opposite, you have to have way better communication. Usually, you have that at home. Guys talk more. Crowd keeps you more accountable of, you know, playing hard, playing smart. They demand that for you, which they should. And then your rotations. Our rotations have to be better. You know, we're on our tests. We can't leave them open for three. We want to be a contested three, you know. And it's crucial that early on that they don't hit shots early to get their confidence. You know, if you miss your first two or three shots, you know, it's a lot harder to shoot that in the third, fourth quarter than if you've hit three out of four. You have a lot more fluid going.
When it gets to 0-2, do you guys need to do something drastic just to try to –
I would suggest you got to play harder, play smarter, man. I think we had 17 turnovers. That's way too much against the Lakers to have. We got to play harder, play smarter, and then defensively get after it, man. Like I said, offensively, look at the numbers, it's fine. It's just defensively.
But it's not about changing rotation or lineup?
Not lineup. It's changing defensive schemes. It's that. It's changing how we're going to play certain guys. You know, are we going to do zone? If we do zone, what are we going to take away? Just be on the same accord.
Were you guys not on the same page at times, you think?
Yeah, definitely weren't on the same page. You know, sometimes we were playing zone, some guys didn't know, some guys did. On traps of rotation, a little hesitant. And on the road, it does that. And then, you know, it's Western Conference Finals, you're playing the Lakers, and if you mess up once, they're going to make you pay, which they have over and over.
Why would something like that happen? Some guys wouldn't be?
You know what, why would something happen? You know what, it's a good question. It shouldn't happen, and that's why, you know, it's one of the reasons down 0-2. One of the reasons that is, you know, when I stop anyone, that happens to do with communication, playing hard, and playing smart. And for us to win game three, all the three things have to change.
You guys your bench has been a high energy group, and you know, throughout the season, is that something that, that the crowd feeds and you expect to play with even more energy?
I mean, any person that pays hard earned money to come to a game, I mean, loves the players that play hard, that, you know, do the little things, that dive on the floor, and they like that, you know, because, you know, any person would like that. So, I mean, that's our job as bench players, to come in, switch the pace of the game, be more scrappy, get the loose balls, and we do feed off our crowd off that.
Is it easier to sustain that, I guess, is what I'm asking?
At home, yes, it is easier. It is easier because when you're tired, the crowd gives you more adrenaline, pumps you up more, so it is easier.
Can you talk about the decision to front the post? It seemed like it was a lot more fronting.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that the respect they got with Bynum and Gasol and Kobe in the post, that, hey, let's not have them touch the ball. If they don't touch it, it limits their shots and more jump shots. But even with that, they were still finding ways to get the ball in the post. So, yeah, I mean, that was kind of discouraging how we're fronting, but they were still scoring on the post. So we definitely have to switch that.
Did that create other problems for the defense by creating lanes on the outside? Yeah.
What it does is if you get good ball movement, it's open jump shots in the opposite corner, opposite wing. If you drive middle, it's kind of hard for the guy in the post to help out because he's fronting and worrying about the post guy.
Grant talked about yesterday that the defense has really just changed a lot going into this series from the way you played last season.
Yeah, I think we overthink it a little bit. I mean, you know, coaches are coaches, players are players. And when you're playing a great team, you want to be so precise. You want to be on your game, and you kind of overthink things a little bit too much as players. And I think that we're all going to get back to the basics and playing, you know, just playing just regular basketball, force baseline, keep them out, box out, you know, and get back to basics.
Do you think it's possible to interpret that overthinking as lack of effort or desire or intention?
I don't know.
You're watching the game.
You know, as a fan, maybe, I don't know, but as a player, I wouldn't say a lack of effort. I think everybody's playing hard. I think we just got to play smarter. I don't think the effort is the problem. I think it's, hey, you know what, you know, let's play behind. Let's know when to double. If we double, know your rotation, know what you're supposed to do afterwards, and then once that ball goes up, find the body, box out, and let's go.
Jared, what made that small lineup you guys used at the end of the third quarter so effective?
Just scrappy, just getting in them a little more.